Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle, and Newell Fonda talk now with Mustangs coach Brian Wilkin as the Mustangs roll past Clay Central Everly last night, 66-26. It was 66-6, coach, in the first half, so you guys obviously came out firing on all cylinders.
Well, we got off to a good start. First play from scrimmage, Reed Cruz went 50 yards down into the red zone, which was a great start for us. And then, we were able to punch that one in and get off to a quick 7-0 lead. And that makes a world of difference when you get off to that good start.
And you built on that as you win handily. So let's have you give the individual yardage totals and touchdowns and all that good stuff.
Rushing wise, we were very fortunate last night to give a lot of our young kids some much-needed varsity experience in the second half. Mm-hmm. And, hopefully that's going to, help on the stretch here, those kids are working hard and deserve an opportunity to play on Friday night, and they got that opportunity last night, which was really, really good. And so we had a lot of kids carry the ball. Reed Cruz led us in rushing. He had 5 carries for 97 yards. And then after that, Ryan, a handful of kids with yardage. Passing-wise, Reed Cruz was 6-9 for 157 yards with 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. He had touchdown passes of 15, 18, 48, 40. Nate Peterson caught 3 catches for 69 yards, including touchdowns of 15 and 48. Jesse Hack had 1 catch for 18 yards and a touchdown. And Austin Gertis had 2 catches for 70 yards, including a 40-yard touchdown. So, in our passing game, we were able to spread the ball around, which was good. And defensively, Jesse Hack led us in tackles with 14. We had 3 interceptions. Reed Cruz took one back 33 yards for a touchdown. R.J. Rojas had an interception, and so did Austin Gertis. And Austin Gertis had a 59-yard punt return. So we scored a lot of different ways, which is good. And now Monday morning is going to roll around, and we get back to work.
Getting points on the board in all phases last night. And, Coach, I know you would do everything in your power not to let this happen, and obviously didn't last night, but with the homecoming going on, all the activities and so forth, and coming in playing a team that you knew you held the advantage over, is there any concern ever on your part in those instances that the guys might not be quite as focused in practices leading up to the game?
Well, obviously, there's a lot of distractions with homecoming, but we try to, remind our kids, to enjoy homecoming, because it is a very, spirited week, obviously, in regards to everything going on. But at the same time, our focus has to remain on the task at hand, and that was to get to 1-0 this week. And for the most part, our kids did a pretty good job. We weren't very consistent all week, at practice in regards to our play. But, for the most part, Ryan, our kids, do a good job. And they understood that this was more than a homecoming game for them. It was a chance to win another district game. It was a chance to get to 1-0 this week, which was the goal. Which is our goal every week, and it's a chance to stay atop that district race, which is where we expect to be.
And now the Mustangs have reeled off 5 wins in a row, and next week, Brian, district lead will be on the line as you go up to Harris Lake Park. Let's get it on.
Well, it's you've been around me long enough, Ryan, to know, it's a district game, and every district game is big, and no district game is bigger than the other, because they're so so important. But, you know, obviously, you know, this is what we work for. This is what our kids come in every day at 6:30 in the morning, you know, to have the opportunity to play in games like this. And it's exciting. And I'm very happy for our kids. And it's going to be a huge task and a huge challenge for us because they got a really nice team. Their coaches do a great job, you know, getting their kids prepared. And you know, it's a huge task. But, you know, this is where we expect to be, and this is where we want to be. And now we got the opportunity to go do it.
Mustangs at HLP next week will be broadcast on Mix 101.7. Again, Newell Fonda 66-26 over Clay Central Everly last night. Newell Fonda coach Brian Wilkin, thank you, coach, as always, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Brian.